Hi everyone, my name's Sarah, and I'm here to talk to you about my career journey into healthcare, specifically how I ended up combining nursing with sports.
When I was a teenager, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life. Because I enjoyed explaining things to people, I actually thought about becoming a teacher for a while. But then, one evening, everything changed. I was sitting in the kitchen doing my homework, and I overheard my cousin talking to my mum. She was recounting stories from her hospital shifts, and her passion was just so infectious. Right then and there, I realised that a career in nursing was what I truly wanted to pursue.
Once I'd made up my mind, I had to ensure I got the right grades. At school, I had always been quite good at languages, and I considered taking French at an advanced level. However, my teachers advised me that to get accepted into a good healthcare degree, I needed to focus heavily on biology instead. It was definitely the right advice, even if it meant a lot of extra studying.
University life was fantastic, but incredibly demanding. We had endless lectures and essays to write, which I expected. What I hadn't fully anticipated, though, was how crucial the practical placements would be. We spent weeks at local healthcare centres, and that hands-on experience really taught me what the job is actually about.
After graduating, I applied for several roles. A lot of my peers wanted the fast pace of the emergency room, and I initially thought about that too. In the end, though, my first proper job was on a children's ward. It was a steep learning curve and emotionally taxing at times, but it taught me so much about patience and communication.
While working there, I noticed a significant number of teenagers coming in with injuries from playing football or rugby. Now, I've always been quite athletic myself. I play tennis most weekends. So I found myself becoming fascinated by how the body recovers from physical exertion. Consequently, I started developing a real interest in sports medicine rather than general practice.
I realised that if I wanted to specialise, my general degree wouldn't be quite enough. I considered going back to university for a master's degree, but instead I decided to enrol in a specialised training programme that allowed me to study part-time while still earning a living. It was an intense year, but absolutely worth it. Nowadays, my working environment is quite different. I'm no longer doing night shifts in a massive, noisy hospital. Instead, I'm based at a private clinic on the outskirts of the city. We cater mainly to amateur athletes and weekend warriors who've pushed themselves a bit too hard.
People often ask me what kind of injuries I see the most. Because we deal with sports, you might assume we treat a lot of broken bones or dislocated shoulders. While we do see those occasionally, a sprained ankle is by far the most frequent issue that brings people through our doors. It's amazing how a simple misstep on the pitch can cause so much trouble.
There are tough days, of course. The administrative side of the job involves far too much paperwork, which nobody enjoys. However, the reward is seeing the transformation in our patients. It's not just about physical healing. Witnessing a patient's confidence return when they realise they can finally run again without pain is incredibly fulfilling.
Looking to the future, I want to share what I've learned with a wider audience. Some of my colleagues have suggested I write a book about injury prevention. However, I think digital media reaches more people these days, so my immediate goal is to launch a podcast where I can interview experts and offer practical advice. So watch this space.